Dan Flavin was born in 1932 in Jamaica, New York. After studying for the priesthood between 1946 and 1952, he grows an interest for art during his military service. At the time, he draws, does collage and sculpts from objects found on the street. He begins his icon series, monochrome paintings on wood, framed by electrical light bulbs. The works that follow are all ready-made, without any manual intervention from the artist. They promote the establishment of a minimalist syntax, where light is prominent. In 1963, Dan Flavin chooses the fluorescent tube as his predilection matter. He only uses standard colors and dimensions that he can buy off the shelf. From this elementary and restricted vocabulary, he elaborates a system of diverse and infinite configurations. The artist creates what he calls situations, in order to reveal spaces and involve the viewer into a genuine physical experience. A Flavin piece is first defined by the disposition of luminous fluorescent tubes and the combination of colors that compose it. Then, the extent and reflection of the light appear, along with optical illusions that result from these installations. It sets its structure, thickness, and volume. The dimension of a Flavin piece is in a sense regulated by the architecture where it takes place. Intangible, Flavin's works have often been read regarding his religious culture, even if the artist has always denied this and stated that his only interest was in the perception of the viewer without any metaphor. To quote him, "It is what it is and nothing else." Their immaterial quality generates many questions regarding the artist's motive. These light fixtures, generally named untitled, are followed by a dedication put into brackets. They are devoted to friends, artists, and critics admired by Flavin. 25 years after his passing, the exhibition Epiphanies offers a selection of works that salute artists appreciated by Yvon Lambert, Saul Lewitt, Robert Ryman, Donald Judd, and many more. The installation of Flavin's works in the Hotel de Montfaucon offers, during the time of the exhibition, an astonishing extension of the reflections led by artists of the same generation, generally shown in the museum's wing dedicated to the presentation of the permanent collection.